A soft click sounded in the helmet speaker as Dina switched her transmitter to plant controls channel. Lay across to Lando's side and took a turn with the electrobinoculars. At this distance, the beam generators looked like seven black drops surrounding a gaping red maw. But instead of the narrow ends pointing into the sky above the pit, four seemed to be turned toward the near side of the basin, where the cone-shaped towers of the smelting houses stood belching smoke into the thin Sarnusian atmosphere. Leia felt a cold prickle of danger sense creeping down her spine.
Lando?
She asked.
What happens if a breaker crew drops an asteroid chunk while the tractor beams are pointed at the smelting center?
They can't,
Lando assured her.
The breaker crews can't start their drop until all four tractor beam operators have a firm lock on. There's a failsafe shut down.
As he spoke, the crimson thread of a friction fire appeared high in the sky, fluttering and brightening as it chased the flaming trails of three previous drops toward the surface.
I see.
Leia continued to look through the electrobinoculars.
Just like the safety chocks that should be keeping those beams from turning more than a few degrees?
Lando fell silent for a moment, then asked in a low voice,
You'll think it's sabotage?
Leia lowered the electrobinoculars.
Lando, there are four tractor beam nozzles pointed toward your smelting center,
she said.
Does that sound like an accident to you?
Not to me,
Han said.
And Lando just made some nasty competition pretty angry.
Lando nodded inside his helmet.
The Kryphs, of course,
he said.
I shouldn't be surprised, but I am. I didn't expect them to be this bold, or to move so fast.
That's the trouble with the Kalumi,
Han said.
They're always three steps ahead.
Now you tell me.
Lando started back toward the landspeeder.
Dina, what does plant control say about those tractor beams?
A small pop sounded over Leia's helmet speaker as Dina switched her transmitter back to the group channel.
Nothing yet. I haven't been able to raise them.
Lando hissed a curse, then asked,
What about security?
I can't raise anyone,
Dina replied.
The only comm I have is suit to suit. There must be a problem with the satellite relay.
Yeah, because somebody vaped it,
Han commented, following Lando toward the landspeeder.
How many workers are down there right now?
Lando looked to Dina.
Chief?
She checked her chronometer.
We're just starting the shift change,
she said.
That means we'll have 30,000 workers on site, give or take a few hundred.
A cold lump formed in Leia's stomach. With millions of tons of mass, an astrolith impact would cause an unimaginable explosion. Even at a reduced velocity, it could easily level the entire Sarnas refinery and kill most of the on-site employees.
How quickly can you evacuate?
She asked.
15 minutes once the order is issued,
Dina said.
But with a comm net down,
You can't issue the order,
Han finished.
Those are some bad Kalumi. Really bad.
They all fell silent for a moment, contemplating Han's words. Then Dina asked,
Are you saying the saboteurs are trying to take out our entire workforce, too?
Despite her calm exterior, her presence was bleeding rage and hatred into the Force, so raw and powerful that it felt almost inhuman to Leia.
That would cripple us for years.
Dina, this isn't about capital assets and labor pools anymore.
There was just a note of irritation in Lando's voice.
It's about saving our people. Let's see if we can raise someone down there without the satellite relay.